Ministry of Education and Culture. Pan-Cyprian Examinations 2018. Hotel and Catering Schools. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a man talking about juice. Decide if the sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Juice. Everybody loves juice. It's the yummiest thing in the world. I can't think of anything tastier than a cold glass of any kind of juice. I have to have a glass of orange juice every morning. I like to spend a little extra to make sure it's 100% juice. I don't really like the stuff that says it's juice on the box, but is really 70% water and sugar. Of course, freshly squeezed juice is the best. You can really taste the fruit. One thing I love about going to another country is trying different kinds of juice. Tropical countries have all kinds of really delicious juice. One time I remember trying sugarcane juice. I was in heaven. It's a shame I can't buy it where I live. I also love coconut juice, or is that coconut milk?
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
Juice. Everybody loves juice. It's the yummiest thing in the world. I can't think of anything tastier than a cold glass of any kind of juice. I have to have a glass of orange juice every morning. I like to spend a little extra to make sure it's 100% juice. I don't really like the stuff that says it's juice on the box, but is really 70% water and sugar. Of course, freshly squeezed juice is the best. You can really taste the fruit. One thing I love about going to another country is trying different kinds of juice. Tropical countries have all kinds of really delicious juice. One time I remember trying sugarcane juice. I was in heaven. It's a shame I can't buy it where I live. I also love coconut juice, or is that coconut milk?
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear a conversation between a receptionist and a hotel guest checking in. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I have a single room booked for tonight and tomorrow night. The name's Henderson.
Henderson. Oh, yes, here you are. You are in room 344. That's on the beach side, so you should have a nice sea view.
Oh, that's nice. I have a lot of work to do, but I'll have time to enjoy the view, I'm sure.
Here is your key card. You know how to use it, don't you?
Oh, yes. Do I have to give it back to you on Tuesday morning?
No, that's not necessary. It will only work until Tuesday noon, which is our checking out time anyway. You can keep it after that. You can see it's got a handy little calendar on the other side, so you might find that useful.
Hey, I've never seen that before. That's a neat little idea.
Now, I just need to run through some of our regulations with you. You may also find them on the back of your door in your room, but we need to tell our guests some of the most important information.
Okay, no problems.
Now, I've already told you about the key card. Let's see. The fire exit is at the north end of the corridor, so that is to the right as you come out of your room 344. Follow the green signs on the corridor walls. The restaurant you can see behind you. That's open from 7 in the morning until midnight.
How do I get an external line from my room?
Oh, good question. You'll find all the information you need on a plastic card next to the phone. Just dial 1 to speak to the hotel switchboard, or 1 followed by a room number to ring another room directly. If you ring 9 and wait for a dial tone, that puts you onto an external line.
Okay. Is there anything else?
As I said before, checkout time is midday. If you have any complaints, please come directly to me, Jennifer, or to my husband, Gary. We hope you have a great stay here at the Strands. Do you need some help with your bags, Mr. Henderson?
No, it's fine. Just this small briefcase. Thanks very much for your help.
Bye for now. Have a nice evening.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I have a single room booked for tonight and tomorrow night. The name's Henderson.
Henderson. Oh, yes, here you are. You are in room 344. That's on the beach side, so you should have a nice sea view.
Oh, that's nice. I have a lot of work to do, but I'll have time to enjoy the view, I'm sure.
Here is your key card. You know how to use it, don't you?
Oh, yes. Do I have to give it back to you on Tuesday morning?
No, that's not necessary. It will only work until Tuesday noon, which is our checking out time anyway. You can keep it after that. You can see it's got a handy little calendar on the other side, so you might find that useful.
Hey, I've never seen that before. That's a neat little idea.
Now, I just need to run through some of our regulations with you. You may also find them on the back of your door in your room, but we need to tell our guests some of the most important information.
Okay, no problems.
Now, I've already told you about the key card. Let's see. The fire exit is at the north end of the corridor, so that is to the right as you come out of your room 344. Follow the green signs on the corridor walls. The restaurant you can see behind you. That's open from 7 in the morning until midnight.
How do I get an external line from my room?
Oh, good question. You'll find all the information you need on a plastic card next to the phone. Just dial 1 to speak to the hotel switchboard, or 1 followed by a room number to ring another room directly. If you ring 9 and wait for a dial tone, that puts you onto an external line.
Okay. Is there anything else?
As I said before, checkout time is midday. If you have any complaints, please come directly to me, Jennifer, or to my husband, Gary. We hope you have a great stay here at the Strands. Do you need some help with your bags, Mr. Henderson?
No, it's fine. Just this small briefcase. Thanks very much for your help.
Bye for now. Have a nice evening.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear Jackie making cherry ice cream. Underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
If there's one food that says summer, it has to be ice cream. We're very lucky to have a large cherry tree in the garden, and it's full of cherries. They look and taste great, so today I'm making cherry ice cream. This is the first time to make this ice cream, so it's a bit of an experiment, really. So first, I remove the stones to have about 650 grams of cherry skins. These I put in a blender and blend until smooth. Next, I sieve the cherries into a plastic beaker. I only want the cherry juice, no skins or anything else. So my 650 grams of cherries I started with gives me 400 ml of pure cherry juice. So next I add the sugar, 150 grams of sugar, followed by the cream. I think 200 ml of cream is enough for this ice cream. And for more flavour, I add a spoonful of cassis. Well, actually, maybe 2 spoons. Now, this is all whisked together. So the total amount is 700 ml. Perfect, because I'm going to put all of this in our ice cream machine. But first of all, it needs to cool, so 30 minutes in the fridge. So now it's all ready to make ice cream. The machine needs to be turning before the mixture goes in. So I give it one more whisk, pour it in carefully, trying not to spill anything. So the ice cream machine is now turning for about 40 minutes for this. And during that time, the mixture becomes much thicker and there's a lot more volume. Now I pour the mixture into a plastic container, one suitable for a freezer. It's a little bit runny. Perhaps there was too much cassis. Anyway, I pop the lid on and it goes in the freezer. And because it's quite runny, I'm going to leave it for 24 hours. So, wow, the ice cream is set. That's good. It looks good. But how does it taste? Well, you have to believe me. It is just wonderful. The taste of summer.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
If there's one food that says summer, it has to be ice cream. We're very lucky to have a large cherry tree in the garden, and it's full of cherries. They look and taste great. So today I'm making cherry ice cream. This is the first time to make this ice cream, so it's a bit of an experiment, really. So first, I remove the stones to have about 650 grams of cherry skins. These I put in a blender and blend until smooth. Next, I sieve the cherries into a plastic beaker. I only want the cherry juice, no skins or anything else. So my 650 grams of cherries I started with gives me 400 ml of pure cherry juice. So next I add the sugar, 150 grams of sugar, followed by the cream. I think 200 ml of cream is enough for this ice cream. And for more flavour, I add a spoonful of cassis. Well, actually maybe 2 spoons. Now, this is all whisked together. So the total amount is 700 ml. Perfect, because I'm going to put all of this in our ice cream machine. But first of all, it needs to cool, so 30 minutes in the fridge. So now it's all ready to make ice cream. The machine needs to be turning before the mixture goes in. So I give it one more whisk, pour it in carefully, trying not to spill anything. So the ice cream machine is now turning for about 40 minutes for this. And during that time, the mixture becomes much thicker and there's a lot more volume. Now I pour the mixture into a plastic container, one suitable for a freezer. It's a little bit runny. Perhaps there was too much cassis. Anyway, I pop the lid on and it goes in the freezer. And because it's quite runny, I'm going to leave it for 24 hours. So, wow, the ice cream is set. That's good. It looks good. But how does it taste? Well, you have to believe me. It is just wonderful. The taste of summer.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.